Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
I can't. Amen. How many love Jesus on this evening? Wonderful. Love that song. I wasn't trying to sing too loud. I want y'all to hear her, but man, that is just a beautiful song just to worship God and tell him how much you love him. If you have not told him, I love you today, that was a song to just give him the glory, the worship, and the adoration that he is so greatly due. And every day, just like you tell your loved ones, like you tell your children, your wife, or your husband, but even more, we need to tell God how much we love him, how much we adore him, how much we thank him and appreciate him. I know my prayers, you know, for the last couple of days, I've been pressing and pushing myself to adore him more and complain less. Amen. I've really been pushing myself to not keep going to God, you know, for myself all the time, and this is wrong and that is wrong. But I've been pressing and saying, God, you're just wonderful. You're awesome. You're amazing. You're just so good to me. You're just so wonderful to me. You woke me up this morning. If I don't know that you love me, what, giving me your breath today was enough for me to know that you love me. So how many in here really love Jesus on today? Amen. Glory to God. Well, amen, family. Good evening. It is time for Women Speak Now with Pastor V. And, of course, I'm always glad to be among you once again. Sometimes it seems like Thursdays, you know, my second Thursdays come quick. Then it seems like I've been away from you for a long time. So this one kind of came kind of quick, and I'm glad about it. And I'm glad to report that all is well. I definitely pray that all is well with each and every one of you and your families and your loved one during this time. But I thank God for yet being here. I thank God for everyone that is on this broadcast. So just a few announcements to start off. Know that I'm on my last chapter for the book. So I say about no more than 3 weeks, I should be done. I've already contacted my editor, so it's going to be going to her soon. But please be on the lookout for PTSD, Pressing Through Singleness and Divorce. So if you are a man or a woman, or you know someone that went through, you know, kind of a bad breakup, it doesn't have to be a divorce, just any type of breakup, this is the book that you want to get them, because not only am I sharing my stories, I'm also sharing with you the exercises that I needed to go through in order to become a better me. So I challenge you in this book. So it's kind of like a testimony and self-help book at the same time. So be ready for that. And then I partnered with my great friend, Pastor E of E's Tees. I was walking one day, and this idea kind of hit my spirit to create a T-shirt. Not a T-shirt person, but to create a T-shirt. And that's because of the injustice that has been going on. And most of the time, if you're listening to the injustice of racial racial, you know, murders, brutality, it's always them saying, you know, that, well, they were afraid of us and things like that. So the T-shirt that we're designing is called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Me. So on the front of it is going to have those words, You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Me. So if you would like to support myself and Pastor E in this and getting the message out, the T-shirts will be on sale hopefully this weekend. I will post a picture of what that will look like on my page and on Pastor E's page. So again, if you want to just, you know, be a part of the message, please get a T-shirt. And then also too, if you would like to support E's business and myself, please also get a T-shirt as well. So that's all the announcements that I have. But other than that, I'm always soliciting your prayers. If you love me, please pray for me. Always pray for Pastor V. You know, she always got something going on, just as well as everyone else. But I received a phone call this week, and I've been honored to be nominated with two other people to replace someone who's moving into the call of the Lord. And so there's a community position that has great spiritual impact that is opening up. And this person called me and said that, hey, they wanted me to consider taking on the position or interviewing for the position. They thought that I would be a great fit in the community, as well as my spiritual influence as well. So I'm up before God on that. So I need you all to pray for me and pray with me on that as I make that decision. But it was just an honor. It really is. It was really an honor. So, all right. So today I'm excited about the lesson for this evening. So before we get started, always let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, coming to you with a glad heart on this evening, just thanking you and praising you, God, that we are yet still in your arms. We're yet still under your protection. You yet still have us in your care, oh God, and in your concern. And God, for that, I say thank you. Lord, we can't ask for anything else but to be in your protection and in your arms, God, and in your presence. So, God, in the name of Jesus, just asking, Lord, that you touch each and every ear and heart, Lord, that we'll hear not hear my voice, but hear you and the word that you have for your people. God, knowing that it's going to go out and do what you have already predestined for it to do. God, asking, Lord, that hearts are drawn closer to you with this word. Hearts that are not saved will be saved. Lord, those that have backslidden will be reclaimed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to lift you up. We just invite your presence into this place, Lord, each and every home right now that is listening. Let the Spirit be sitting and resting right there with them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we can have a joyous time together as family in the kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, amen, family. Again, I'm excited about today's word. So get your Bibles. We're going to go to the word. I started carrying my paper Bible. As they say, you got to be paper Bible saved. I started going back to my paper Bible. So I have it in front of me. And I told my sister, I said, by the time I'm 70 years old, because I got many Bibles, but you know how you want that one. I said, by the time I'm 70 years old, I want these pages so torn and half ripped, falling out, and all that good stuff. That's how you know that that Bible has been used. So I got to get started in using this paper Bible. Amen. So we're going to Ephesians chapter 4. So I want to read the scripture first and then give you what I'm talking about, even though I know I posted it. But I hope that you are excited for this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, it says, and we all know it, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness, holiness, and truth. Amen. So that's one of the scriptures. But the scripture that I want to lead off with today is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I jumped ahead of myself. I want to lead off with 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. That's the one I know y'all know. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Some of y'all can probably recite it by heart before I even turn my pages. What does it say? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen. So he said, therefore, if any man. So therefore, one thing you have to understand with that word is it's a choice and it's an option. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, therefore, if you have made the choice to be in Christ, it is your option. We're not forcing you to do that. But if you have made that choice and have made Christ your choice and Christ your only option, guess what? You are a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have come new. So the topic today is we are talking about a new start. A new start. A new start is what we're talking about today. And I believe, I really truly believe that we are in a great time right now to ask God for a new start. And if you've just been looking, not at the pandemic, I know you've been looking at the numbers in your city and, you know, and all that other stuff. But if you look at what's been happening in the world in general, the earth has had its time to heal a little bit. And you know, from all the traffic and all the factories and all the pollution in the air and all the noise and things like that, the air has actually become a little bit cleaner. And, you know, they were talking about over, I believe it was Indonesia or someplace like that, where you can start seeing the mountains and things like that have cleared, and the rain that has fallen is not so contaminated with all the poisons that has come through with all the smog up in the air. And so then therefore now it's hitting the ground at a more nutrient, you know, level, and, you know, and things like that. So even the earth has been given a new start, because it's had time to heal from us humans, as my auntie always used to call us, just like you humans. So the earth has had time to heal a little bit from us humans. So whatever things were before today, listen, I'm talking about past all, he always say, went now. So I'm actually going to take him up on that now today, because whatever happened before now, okay, we're going to do away with that. God has given us grace to do away with anything that has happened from 1 minute ago on back, and given us a chance to start over. And I believe that this is the time to do that, when, again, it seems congested, because I know people are frustrated. I know that, you know, there's been loss of jobs. I know all that stuff. But now really has been the time where you can actually clear your mind, where you're actually, you know, in a place where you can talk to God. You can lay out your thoughts. You can lay out your heart. You don't have to be rushing to the kids' school. You don't have to be rushing, you know, back and forth and doing this. You don't have to be rushing to church. You don't have to be serving on the choir, the usher board, and the YPWW. You have been given a time really for a new start. And I really want us to really take advantage of that before the band is lifted. It might be lifted in your city already, but before it's really lifted, and guess what? We go back to doing what we used to do. Again, running around and got to go here, got to go there, got an appointment over here, got an engagement over there, got to do this, got an event. We just was really busy. And so now is the time to really take advantage of this new start. And I'm going to break down what this new start really and truly is. So in Colossians 3, verse 10 says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in what? Knowledge. After the what? Image of who? Who created them? That's a jam picture right there. Because when you become new, if you choose, because Paul said, therefore, so I'm still going to leave this as a choice. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm still leaving this as a choice. Therefore, if you choose to become new, the first thing that is renewed is your mind, your knowledge, your understanding, your capacity for knowledge, your learning style, what you could comprehend, all that. After what? The image of who created you. God, what does God know? Everything. So whatever it is that you want to know, you should go to the person that know what? Everything. We always say, I don't know everything. No, I don't know everything, but I know the person who do know everything. So when you become new, guess what? Your mind becomes new. And what happens, men and women of God, and Spirit just dropped this in me, is that we limit our thinking capabilities. We look at, I've only completed 10th grade or 12th grade, or only, so I don't have that kind of knowledge, or I don't have that kind of understanding, or I don't have that kind of learning, or I'm not smart like that. No. This is part of that new start. That new start has nothing to do with who you are and everything to do with who he is. For real, for real. I don't know how to say it anymore. Because if we're going to keep putting the limitations on ourselves, based upon our circumstance or based upon our situation or based upon our knowledge, comprehension, where we been, where we ain't been, guess what? You're never going to actually live in the fullness of your new because you still have limitations on you. He's giving you new knowledge. Pull on it. I mean, go to God for it. I'm telling you, I love him so much because the wisdom that I have is only for God. I don't claim to have no type of understanding. Everything that I get fresh from God. He teaches me. He shows me. And then on top of that, not the same thing, but then I could sit there with people that went and got their doctorate degree and talk just as good as you, not on my own, but in the knowledge of God. So stop limiting yourself. And I know most of the time I'm always fussing at, you know, the people that I love and my friends and my sisters, and they can tell you like, oh my goodness, I test them on their knowledge. I just gave Theo a question and I said, what happened to justice? You know, Matthias and Justice had to cast lots for who was going to be the next apostle. And so the lot fell on Matthias, but then we hear no more of Justice. So I tested his knowledge to see how far was he going to allow his knowledge to take him to really find out what happened to Justice. See, we don't press past. We only go so far and look at things and then and say this is the answer instead of pressing into the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. So that's just something that I want you to understand. Stop limiting your thinking and your knowledge. If you have chosen to be new in Christ, if that's you and you say that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you say God the Father is your God, you say I'm saved, sanctified, physical, that's you that I'm talking about, then I need you to be new in knowledge. Because we should not be coming out of this pandemic, epidemic, or whatever you want to call it, we should not be coming out with the same thinking, the same understanding, definitely not the same knowledge as when we went in. Because now is the time to press into God and get that knowledge that he has for you. Amen. So then we go on to Ephesians 4 and 24. I'm going to slow down, but I got excited because, see, I love knowledge. I'm a lifelong student. I love to learn, and I definitely love to teach, and I definitely love to give people pop quizzes so they can dig in that word in that Bible and try to find something that I've never known. The other day, I was getting ready to post the scripture in one of my chat groups, and the scripture came to me. I said, oh, yeah, I can use that one. You know, one could chase 1,000, and two could chase 10,000, put 10,000 to flight. So I went to go look up the scripture and try to find the scripture. Guess what? I didn't find that scripture. I found two parts of that scripture in two different books of the Bible. One said one can chase 1,000. By the power of God. The other one said one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, but he was talking about their enemies because God had left them and removed his presence. Who can slay 1,000? Who can slay 10,000? None but the enemies of Israel because God has removed his presence. That's a whole different scripture with a whole different meaning that don't mean nothing of what we quote across that pulpit. So that's some knowledge for you because that's what I do. I study. All right. So go find it for yourself. That's a homework assignment given to you by Pastor Z and the Holy Ghost. Go find that scripture for yourself. Inbox me if you find it where it says that we have the power to chase 1,000 and 10,000. Then inbox me and I don't mind saying I'm wrong. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 says, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Put on the new self, back to just like back in Colossians, which is what? In the image or the likeness of who? God has been created because God has been created in righteousness and holiness. So therefore, your new self is what? In righteousness and holiness. See, I really don't think that I had to kick off my shoes and y'all can't even see me. I really don't think that we really want to be new and really want a new start.
Because if you really and truly are choosing Christ, then guess what? Your new self should be living in righteousness and holiness of the truth, which is what? The word of God. We want to half live new. We want to part live new. We want to only live the part new that we want. We want a new mind and we want a new heart, but we don't want a new living. Ouch. Amen. We don't want a new living in righteousness and holiness. Because guess why? That takes work. Just a little? Just a little. That takes work to live in holiness and righteousness. I'm definitely here to tell you. Again, remember, y'all know my story. I ain't got to tell it, and I ain't going to tell it again. If you don't know about it, go back and listen to some old. Y'all already know my story. So I understand it takes work to live in righteousness and holiness. But I'm the one that says I'm saved. I'm the one that says I love Jesus. I'm the one that says I want to go to heaven and be part and be used by God. So therefore, if I'm new, I have to obey his word, his truth, and be holy and righteous. Everything that we were doing outside of his will and purpose, he's giving you a new start. When? Now. In his will and purpose. See, the thing is you and God, he ain't got to get ready. He already ready. So as soon as you tell him that you want to make this new start sincerely in your heart, guess what? You're going to be in his purpose and his will right at that moment. So we have to, everything else, you have to be ready to say, not my will, but thy will be done, for real. Not my way, but your way, Lord. Not my thoughts, your thoughts. And as soon as you're ready for God to give you that new start, he's going to put you in his will and his purpose. How many want God to give them a new start for real on today? Amen. Come on. Just raise your hand. I ain't got to see it. Just raise your hand and say, that's me. So then let's go to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 11. See, I'm doing that. I got it on the screen, but I'm doing the Bible too because I gotta start testing my understanding of where I remember where the books of the Bible is. Amen. So Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19, and it says, "And I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them, and I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh." I'll put a what? A new spirit in them. Ooh, don't that just sound so comforting? Don't that just sound so beautiful? A new spirit, because, man, my spirit was jacked up. I ain't had a right spirit. I had an evil spirit. And God said he was going to give me a new spirit, which I know his spirit is comforting. I know his spirit is peace. I know his spirit is relaxing. You think I don't want to trade my old crappity spirit for his spirit? Man, bye. God is giving you a great opportunity for a great exchange. Your old spirit for the new spirit. Wow. I want that. And on top of that, one heart, that one heart is with him. I'm going to give them one heart that chases after me, that one heart that loves me, that one heart that adores me, that one heart that prays me, that one heart that worships me. I'm going to give them that kind of heart. Man, give me a new start on how to look. God, I want a new start on how to look on my life and myself. Don't you want a new outlook on life, period? Listen, if y'all done read my books, y'all know my outlook on life was a little kind of jacked up because I'm telling you my story. But God gave me a new start, a new outlook on life, period, and myself. Give me a new start and clean out my ears of what I heard before now and give me ears to hear nothing but you, God. Y'all know we can hear some things. I don't want to hear that no more. I don't want to hear that foolish talk no more. I don't want to hear that gossip no more. I don't want to hear all that cussing no more. I don't want to hear all that. Because I got new ears. You don't want that. Give me a new heart, God, so I can learn to love the right way. So I can learn to what? Because what those other scriptures pointed back, love in your likeness and love in your image. And you know that kind of love, what? Forgive. See, again, I always say we want parts of the being new, but we don't want all of being new. Because in being new and getting a new heart means that you love and forgive. We don't want that part, do we? But I want to encourage us today to take advantage of this offer right now. You got a choice, just like they would do on shopping TV. I got an offer for you. I'm flashing it on the screen. This is the best offer I can give you. Take advantage of it right now. Call in and dial in right now. Not right now, but call in down right now. And God is saying, listen, I got this offer. I'm flashing it to you. Take the offer. Take the new start. And guess what? You ain't got to send no money. I don't need no credit card. I don't need no bank account. There's no reoccurring fees on this. Take the offer of a new start. We line up for everything else. We line up for tennis shoes. We stand in line for iPhones. But we won't line ourselves up with God for a new start. I need us to get in line for this. I need everybody to get in line for this because, hey, God is handing out new starts today. I want mine. You want yours? I want mine. I'm in line for this. Back when I was still in the heart of all my struggles and processing life, man, I remember used to cry that I wanted a do-over in life. Not just where I was, but I mean my entire life. I felt I had messed up my life so bad, man, I wanted a chance to do it all over again on what I knew now. I don't know if anybody else felt like me, just wishing I could go back and change a lot of things I had done, feeling that all hope was lost for a greater end to my life. You feel like you it's a piece of paper. You just want to crumble it up and throw that piece of paper away and just get a brand new piece of paper and start all over again. Well, guess what? God is giving you a clean sheet of paper to start all over. When? Now. You get that clean sheet of paper. You get to throw all that stuff away. Just toss it. Take the opportunity now to get a new start. Someone sent me this inspirational message that I want to share with you, and this is kind of what brought this message home for me. It says this, it's a conversation between a person and God. And I want to just share the part that was powerful to me. So listen, it says, it's the person, so me. Hey, God. God says, hello. God, I'm falling apart. Can you put me back together? God said, I'd rather not. Me, why? God said, because you are a puzzle. You're not a puzzle. So I said, what about all the pieces of my life that are falling down onto the ground? God said, let them stay there for a while. They fell off for a reason. Take some time and decide if you need any of those pieces back. Me, I don't understand. I'm breaking down. God said, no, you don't understand. You are breaking through. What you are feeling are just growing pains. You are shedding the things and the people in your life that are holding you back. You aren't falling apart. You're falling into place. Relax. Take some deep breaths and allow those things you don't need anymore to fall off of you. Quit holding on to the pieces that don't fit you anymore. Let them fall off and let them go. Then here I go, me. There goes another piece falling off. God said, yep, let it be. So God, I'm not broken. God said, of course not. But you are breaking like the dawn. It's a new day. Become. I was like, wow. Through this whole ordeal, I was trying to hold on for dear life to everything. That's what I've done all my life. I've been trying to hold on. Every time a piece falls, I try to bend down and pick it up while other pieces are still falling. I didn't understand what was happening. Some of you right now might feel that way and feel that you don't understand what's happening, and you feel that everything is falling apart in your life. But everything is falling off because it's falling into place. He's trying to give you a new start. He's even trying to do it before you even make him your choice. By taking these things and having these things for, say, listen, you don't need, for where I'm taking you, for what I have for you, for what I want you to do, you're not going to need that. You're not going to need them. You're not going to need him. You're not going to need her. You're not going to need that. I need that to fall off. No, I'm not breaking you. I'm making you become who I called you to be. It has been a blessing that this time has worked out for some people. I know old habits have broken up. I was talking to someone the other day that said, you know what? After this, I'm not even going to the bar no more. I'm going to be at home chilling. I'm going to plant my garden. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Things have fallen off. They don't even have that desire no more. Their friends are calling them, talking about, you know, we're going to do this and do that. They're like, nah, I'm not even into that no more. It's falling off because it's falling into what God wants it to be. Some people are like, I'm not even spending money like that no more, because guess what? We've been in the house so long and can't really spend money. They realize now what they need and don't need. I don't need to be spending all that money doing this and doing that. I'm good. Falling off. Because it's really falling into place of what God has for you. And then today it was amazing. I spoke with this woman today. She was having issues, you know, getting into her insurance system. And in that, she just kindly shared with me that 2 weeks ago they had let her go from her job. And she said, I really, for 5 years, put some blood, sweat, and tears into that company and helped that company to build to where they are, making the money that where they are right now, and they let me go. And I said, wow, okay, so what is your plan right now? She said, I'm taking all that I know, and I'm starting my own business for myself. Wow. So what she thought was falling apart really fell into place for her. God is trying to give you a new start. Stop trying to hold on to the old and let it go and embrace what's new. Embrace the sunshine, y'all. We done been under the clouds for so long. Embrace the sunshine. Romans 6:6 saying, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. The greatest gift is him giving his son and us the opportunity for a new start. Don't let his dying be in vain, that you don't take full advantage. Full advantage. I can't even say it enough. Full advantage of your new start. Don't have start. Don't just let some things be new. Let all things be new. I know it's going to take some work. I know it's like, well, Lord, oh, you don't know what you're at. No. If I can do it, you can do it. Trust me. Oh, please trust me. God is doing this, and he's doing it one-on-one. He's doing it personally, and he's doing it individually. I'm seeing individuals' lives change in this season. He's not doing a group change. He's not doing a family change. He's not doing a whole ministry change. Individual change. And guess what? You might be the only individual that's making this change. Are you okay, and are you ready, and can you handle that? You might be the only one in your family that's taking on the change, but I need you to live by example. So then they can have their opportunity to ask God for that new start. What happens is we fall prey to wanting to be accepted, and it's hard to be different, but I dare you in this season to be different. I dare you in this season to be totally made new. Do you really want a new start? Do you really want to be that new person? Do you really want to be born again? Well, what are you waiting on? Tell God right now, I want this new start. Y'all know me. I be trying to, I be wanting us to get it, including me. Because when you tell him, my God, that you want a new start, he's going to be ready. He's waiting to give you new direction. Soon as you say, God, I want a new start, he's going to say, here, this is what I want you to do. This is what I need you to do. This is where I want you to go. This is what I want you to say. This is what I want you to he's, don't just say that you want a new start and you're not ready for new direction. Oh, my goodness, that's the hardest part. I think that's the hard part that kept me stagnated for a long time because I knew as soon as I said yes, oh, he was gonna change some things. He was going to rearrange some things. But guess what? I'm glad that I did, and I should have did it sooner. So I'm trying to help somebody do it sooner than what I did. Don't play with them. I got this old message that I used to preach called GPS, Great Place to Start. Because guess what? When you get in your car or on your phone and you program your GPS, it don't ask you where you been. It only asks you two questions, where you at right now and where you trying to go. Isn't that amazing? And God is the best place to start. Because he ain't going to ask you where you been. He said, what? I tossed all that and cast that in the sea of forgetfulness. I don't care where you been. You ain't got to recite all that to me. I already know. I'm asking you where you at right now, and are you ready to go where I want to take you? He will zoom in on you right where you are and begin to speak to you. Wow. Right where you are. Yeah, my God. You feel that you got to have it all together. No, as soon as you say, God, I want a new start, he's going to start talking. Hear me. No one will know what God has asked you to do. Remember that. This is a one-on-one conversation. I had to learn to stop sharing some things because I can't explain what God is doing. I can't explain what God is saying. Instead of me telling you, I'd rather show you what God is doing. So listen to him. I love that scripture that said, and Mary took all these things and pondered them in her heart, which means Mary took everything that the angel had said to her, and she kept it in herself and rehearsed it to herself because that wasn't – how did Mary look as soon as she got the news to go tell people, the angel just spoke to me and said, I'm going to have a child, and it's going to be God's child, and me and Joseph ain't never been together, you know. That don't sound right. Mary knew that I can't share what the impossible God is going to do in my life, but I can show you better than I can tell. So remember, when you take on this for a new start, God is going to start talking. I need you to take that, please. Remember from Pastor V, take all those things that God is saying, ponder them in your heart, get a journal, get paper, write it down, whatever it is that you have to do. So then when the manifestation comes, then you'll begin to understand it and other people begin to understand that there's a God that's living inside of you. Don't go tell it. Because God right now, I'm telling you from experience, God right now is doing things how he wants to be done, how he wants things done. And trust me, I can't explain God. I've tried, but I can't. So I just learned to be quiet. And the other part, that's the glorious part. Amen. So we're going to clap off of that. But I got to give you the other part. As soon as you make this decision and say, God, I want a no start, you know who's going to show up, right? You know, man, that joker showed up and almost irritated my everlasting soul. Ooh, he knows how to get up under your skin. But what I was able to do was catch myself quicker and refocus and say, nope, I'm new. That don't bother me. You have got to fight going back into your old habits and your old ways, your old comforts, and your old thinking. I'm never not going to tell you that it's not going to be a fight. I'm never going to tell you that it's going to be easy. But I am going to tell you the rewards on this side is much greater. The victories are glorious. Oh, my Jesus. I had to repeat over and over to myself, nope, I got a new start. Was in here like a little kid laughing. Ooh, I was so tickled. I get a new start. Oh, my goodness. I get a whole do-over. I open myself to new possibilities of everything. It's a beautiful thing. So,
If you want to be part of this conversation before I close, you can go ahead and start dialing one. I'm hoping and praying that somebody has raised their hand and said, God, I want this new star she's talking about. I want that joy that she over there giggling about. Man, that, and again, he's going to give it to you. I can't even explain it. You're going to be texting me, inboxing me, and telling me about it. Because when he does things new, he does things brand spanking new. And God ain't cheap on the material that he used. He's not going to give you something new and it's going to be cheap and broke down. You think he's going to give you, no, not his spirit, especially with his spirit. You can bank on that. I'm excited for the new me, but I'm more excited for the new you. So dial one. We're going to get Pastor E from back there doing orders and taking orders. So dial one if you want to be part of this conversation. We are all going to be new people. We just going to still have old bodies. I even asked for a new body. Don't play me. I asked God for a new body, new organs, new veins, especially a new heart, new everything. My knees starting, Lord, give me new knees. I want everything new, everything new. I want my eyes new because I don't want to wear glasses. I want everything new. New joy, new heart, new spirit. So Dow wants to be a part of this conversation. When Pastor E gets onto the line, he's going to start bringing you in. But new
I'm
heart,
here.
New joy, new spirit. Amen.
I just got caught with it off the other board. I don't know what was going on. Anyway, great, great word. Always encouraging and pushing me. I need a new knee. I need new back, new everything. But you know what? I'm settled for what I have just to have a new mind.
That's fine. That's why I said we're going to be new us and old body. Because if I don't get the body, I'd rather have a new mind. Yes, sir.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. Come on. Somebody else out there is being encouraged tonight. The word has sparked a fire in you and your newness. Come on. Dial one and come in and bless the woman of God. Give her any comments. You may need prayer. You may just need a quick word, a personal word. We'll turn on the prophetic gift for you tonight if that's what you need. But go ahead and dial one and come into the conversation. I ain't throwing nobody under the bus tonight. When it's a good word, I know we don't have to force folks. Sometimes, I know Minister Terry was telling me the other day, she said, no, Pastor, sometimes I just want to hear a word and what a word and what encouragement you gave us tonight. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now.
Good evening, my beautiful family.
Good
evening. Awesome teaching, awesome word, Pastor Valores. Yes, the Lord has given us all time for a new start, a new heart, and I pray to him constantly every day for new mindset, a new vision, new vision. For new results, amen. Because sometimes,
amen.
You know, I'm loving this break. You know, it's been a physical, mental break, just to spend more time in His Word and more time in our personal relationships with Him. And I love what you said as you were speaking to have your journal, because sometimes maybe during the night of sleep, and He'll put a word in my heart, and I just need to write it down right then. But this is an awesome. Glory to God. You gave some awesome scriptures tonight, too, for us to follow on. If we didn't hear it on the broadcast, we can go back and listen to the complete archives. So sometimes as we're listening, I know I am, I'm taking notes. But then when I go back and listen in the archives, I can take so much from it, something I missed on live. So I thank God for you guys, family, that we have the resources where we can go back for reference. Amen. God bless you all.
And amen.
Keep doing it. Congratulations, too, on that book. And, you know, that's interesting. And I'm looking forward, and also the T-shirt that you and Pastor E, glory be to God. Amen. God bless
amen.
You all, family, and love you all. Amen.
Amen. Love you, too. Come on, we got a couple more minutes. Anybody else? Go ahead and dial one. Come into the conversation. So, woman of God, your shirt is designed. It's in production as we speak. I won't be sending you a copy of the shirt tonight, but first thing in the morning, I will send you the example of the shirts and mask and get them in the mail tomorrow morning for sure.
Amen.
And I believe you're going to be excited with what you're doing. Amen. Amen. Well, if everybody else is hush mouth, we got 37 people live online. I know we have people that are online listening. I can never judge that number. It's up in the hundreds on nightly basis. But on our broadcast, those that want to interact, we're at 37, 47. And your word must have kept us all saying, hey, that's enough right there.
The
so,
in
closing remark, yeah, it was on point, and we ain't going to put no more on it. Any closing remarks from you, and then pray us out of here.
Any, the closing remarks that I have is please, people of God that are listening to me, please press. I buckle down and press. Give, I would say, at least the next 4 to 7, I'm hearing 4 to 7 days, in a serious press into the presence of God. And because there's so much that God wants to speak to you, I just feel and see right now in my spirit that God has information that he's been trying to get to a lot of you. And if you just press into his presence, and press, when we mean pressing into his presence, it means that you totally tune everything, everyone out, and you sit and you listen to God, because there's been times that there's challenging times right now, but God has had the answer this whole time, and you have not pressed into him for him to release that information to you. So I need someone right now that has that needs an answer from God. You have a situation right now, and I know saying, oh, that sounds vague. No, I see it in my spirit. God wants to release the information he's been holding, but you have been in your own mind, your own thinking, your own understanding, trying to solve it, and he's had the answer for you the whole time.
Hmm. Yes, Lord.
To the presence of God. Get the newness. Ask God to revive you, to renew you again. Listen, I told God, I said, I don't care if I ask you for a new start every single day. I thank God that we can start as many times over as we need to. So never think that God is disappointed with you. Never think that God is upset with you. Like I said, he's not the boogeyman. He's waiting for you just to wave your hand. If you can't open your mouth and say, God, here I am. I want this new start. I want your presence. God, I need you more than anything. And watch him come right on time. Remember, he's going to zoom in. I was on the corner of frustrated and confused, and God zoomed in and found me and gave me new direction. He's not going to ask you, how did you get here? He's just going to zoom in on you and start speaking to you and give you new direction on how to get out. Amen. So, Father
Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for this evening, God. We thank you and praise you for the hearts and the minds that are listening, God. And, Lord, I'm asking right now, Father, as they begin to press into you, as they begin to call upon you, God, as they begin to be ready to receive the downloaded information from you, I'm asking, Father, that you touch them in a powerful way. I'm asking, Lord, that it be a touch like never before. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking for every household, for every business, Lord, for every ministry that has been closed during this time, Lord, to not feel the effects of what has happened, but you have taken care of everything that concerned them. You have preserved everything that has concerned them so they don't have to work. Business is going to be more booming than before. Ministry is going to be more anointed than before. School is going to be more understanding than before. God, you've already ordained and you've already set this up. All we have to do is walk in the newness of what it is that you're doing. So, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless Pastor E and all that he's doing, Lord, to build your kingdom and to build the people of your kingdom. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that his business begin to overflow. I'm asking that the ministry and the broadcast begin to overflow. God, I'm just asking that you empower him in a mighty way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, take care of all your pastors right now, Lord. All of them, Lord, anything that concerns them in ministry, finances, or family, Lord, take care of everything that concerns them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift the burdens up off your people, oh God, and take them into their new start. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. I just want to serve you.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I
that
myself.
I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you. Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know, you have to thank God saved me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.